Australia's new Army and Navy helicopters are reported to be having trouble operating in strong winds. Problems were apparently discovered while operating from the Navy's amphibious assault ship, HMAS Canberra. The multi-purpose helicopters are assembled in Brisbane by an offshoot of Europe's Airbus group. Brendan Trembath prepared this report.
One of Australia's new multi-role helicopters lands smoothly on the deck of a warship off the New South Wales south coast. But it seems not all operations at sea are this successful. The Australian newspaper, citing unnamed sources, reports the helicopters are having trouble starting and stopping in strong winds. Dr. Andrew Davies from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute researches defence capability.
Well, I've heard that there are some teething problems with their trials on the new amphibious ships, but I have to say I'm a little bit surprised by that because the MRH-90 family also includes naval helicopters. So it's a little bit surprising that there's issues with shipborne operations.
If this is so, what would be the appropriate course of action?
Well, it depends how serious the problem is, and in the absence of detailed information, you simply can't tell. It might be one of those things that it's a teething issue that there's a relatively simple procedural or engineering fix for, or it could be more serious than that.
Dr. Davies says this type of helicopter has been used effectively at sea by other defence forces.
In Europe, there are helicopters flying off frigates. In fact, the naval version is the NATO frigate helicopter. So they were designed right from the start to be multi-role. It remains to be seen whether it's going to mature into all that it was sold as or whether there's going to be ongoing problems.
The Department of Defence acknowledges in a statement that some issues were encountered starting and stopping rotors under certain environmental conditions. It says the development of a suitable starting and stopping envelope is a work in progress. The Australian Army has acquired 40 of the choppers. In a speech to an Army conference last week, Dr. Andrew Davies questioned the decision a decade ago to acquire the MRH-90s.
And I thought that this particular acquisition decision was an especially poor one, and it wasn't the helicopter that the Army wanted.
He says the Army's choice was Buy American.
Army wanted an American helicopter from the Black Hawk family, and the decision was made at the cabinet level to pick the European helicopter, probably because of the industry spin-offs that came with it.
Do you mean possible Australian jobs?
Well, that's right. There was the MRH-90 helicopters were assembled in Brisbane, and the assembly facility was set up as part of the project.
The manufacturer of the MRH-90 helicopters has declined to discuss the reported performance problems. Airbus Group spokesman Ted Porter says defence is the customer and it's their business. Neil James, the executive director of the Australia Defence Association, is not dismissing the newly acquired choppers, which he notes are being used on newly launched ships.
It's not clear yet whether it's a problem with the ship, a problem with the way the ship is used, which is probably the most likely, or a problem with the helicopter themselves. There may be an element of all three involved, but they'll have to find a workaround.
He says the same helicopters are used extensively in Europe.
All the problems to date have actually been with the design of the chopper, particularly whether the floors were strong enough. This is a bit of an unusual one, and it may be because the Australians are using them on a ship that a lot of the NATO navies don't have. So it'll take some time to work out, I suspect.
Neil James, the Executive Director of the Australia Defence Association, with Brendan Trembath.